Next is a progress note on Rick McLaughlin, last name L, small c, capital L-A-U-G-H-L-I-N, and Rick is R-I-C-K. Place was Argentine Care Center, and the date was August 10, 2022. Downstairs, right?
Yeah.
Find him here. Okay. Oh, there he is. The fire chief complained. Mr. McLaughlin was seen wearing an old head injury, comma. Right hemiplegia. He actually has a quadriplegia. Period. He has dementia and generalized anxiety. And history of psychosis, period. He has a pacemaker and had a previous coronary artery graft, period. Paragraph history. Mr. McLaughlin had no acute complaints, period. Most of his problems stem with a head injury, but he also had a stroke in the past, period. He's confused, period. He had some movement of his left upper extremity, period. This is still weak, but it's stronger than the right, period. He has virtually no functional movement of his legs, period. He is stable from the standpoint of coronary artery disease and had a graft, and he has no decubitus ulcer, period. He denies other specific symptoms. Review of systems is negative for headache, chest pain, dyspnea, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, but he sometimes has constipation, period. No dysuria, period. He has hemiplegia, but also very little function on the left side, although he can squeeze my finger with the left hand, period. Examination, he's not acutely distressed. A real appearing, period. He can say things. He doesn't always make sense, period. Temperature 97.4, pulse 60, respiratory rate 20, O2 is at 97%, blood pressure 134 over 68. Head and neck is unremarkable. Oral mucosa normal. Here's normal inspection. Neck had no nodes. Lungs were cleared of percussion and auscultation, period. Cardiovascular normal, heart sounds, no gallop, no murmur. Abdomen not tender. Vasciscalius quadriprisis with some preserved left upper extremity function. He has no edema. The paragraph assessment of the plan. One, he's based on respect to his quadriprisis and his left, I mean his right hemiplegia period. He has some degree of dementia, which could be vascular or due to the head injury period. He has had a brief psychotic disorder in the past period. Alakazam Lexapro, 20 milligrams daily for depression. And Trileptal, 600 milligrams twice a day for either convulsions or mood, period. Two, he has hypertension, which is controlled by Alakazam Amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily. Plus Lisinopril, 20 milligrams daily, period. Three, he has various neuropathic pains, and Alakazam Gabapentin, 100 milligrams three times a day, period. Four, he has unspecified mood disorder, and Alakazam Depakote, 500 milligrams every 8 hours, period. For the strokes, he's on aspirin, 81 milligrams daily, period. He does get edema and is on Lasix, 20 milligrams daily, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.
The upstairs food cart is ready. The upstairs food cart is ready. Thank you.